Hi, my name is Suzanne Cowden. My maiden name is Landry. I am presently 60 years of age, and what I saw in North Bay, Ontario, in the downtown area one evening, occurred 23 years ago. I was in my mid-30s at the time, and it happened in around the month of August, and 1994. At the time, I would go to the theater at the end of Capitol Theater, downtown Main Street, North Bay, with my children. And this one evening, I decided it would just be me and my 8 or 9 year old son that went to the movie. And we got down there, and the city's downtown core is very close to Lake Nipissing. The park area is right off the edge of the lake. And so as I'm walking, after parking my vehicle at a parking lot of a business that I knew had some vacant spots to park for free before dark, because the movie we went to was a 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. movie, and I wanted to be back home, you know, to put my son to bed for the next day, get in the house early enough that night. We walked toward the movie theater, went to the show, and nothing unusual going on. However, living close to that main large body of water, Lake Nipissing, I've been told is a very deep lake. And sometimes storms will come on suddenly, and sometimes you get the big dark clouds rolling in, and sometimes you get the wind funnels down on the main street and such. But it was just a little overcast that night. It had been a hot, humid day. So it was a typical August, as far as I remember. We were heading back toward the car, and I was just, you know, minding that my son didn't go out on the street or anything. Kept walking toward the business where my car was parked. And as we approached, we were practically there, and all of a sudden, it was like in the corner of my eye, beyond the building, prior to us turning left, we couldn't see the parking lot on this side of the building, but on the other side of the building, I would describe what I think was like a bright, shining, sudden, brilliant light flash, and it just seemed to light up more than only that spot, but a far-reaching, I would say, bright light. And I thought that was like the strangest thing. And to my mind, I thought, oh, you know, there's maybe some electrical current thing happening. Was that a transformer that blew up? But no, there was no noise. There was no sparks or anything. So we, being right downtown where it was a busy thoroughfare, like you could see vehicles driving along that street all the time. So if anything odd had happened, anyone else would have noticed. However, what was the most peculiar of all was shortly, I'd say seconds later, for some reason, as I was looking up at the light, wondering where the light had come from, up in the sky, that's when I would say it was around 8:45 p.m., maybe, and just beginning to get dark out, but the light in this subject matter, it was a vehicle or a disc-shaped flat, however. It was flat. And this item in the sky would have been like about the height of what a bird flies. So not really high up in the sky and not low to the ground. But it was blurry and cloudy around it, but I could certainly make out the lights. And they were really cool. It was like a string of lights, and they would flash in sequence, almost as if it was going around to the other side and then back to the front and back to the other side and around. So it was continual motion, I would say. And I was so spellbound that I could barely say to my son, look, what do you see? That I was just saying, would you look at that? Would you look at that? And it was some lights that were, I believe they were red and green and white, red and green and white. So they would change. And I was just like so trying to focus to see as much of it as I could. And it was like hovering. It didn't seem to be going anywhere. It was just floating, like just lightly floating. And it seemed to be going just a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right. And then that only lasted about a minute, I believe. And then suddenly it just instantaneously shrunk down to the size of a little dot. And then, poof, shot up, straight up, like lightning speed. And I've never seen anything that fast. I have never seen anything move that fast. It was an object that just shrunk down to nothing and then jetted away, like spectacular, you know. And I wished that there had been people present that saw it with me and my son. So I went home. We got home. I was a little scared to go to the parking lot where the car was, where the light, bright light had shone. Just very weird coincidence. And I got in my car and we drove home and we got home, you know, safely and everything. But we would retell that story over and over, my son and I, to family and friends. And often my son would be kind of like turn red in cheeks and get a little timid around people and look down. And later on in his teenage years, I would still bring it up to him because I thought it was such a phenomenal thing. But in all of my life and all the years that I'd gone camping out on the French River, all of the years that I was outside picnicking with my parents or out in the bush picking blueberries, never, never, ever had I ever seen anything like that. And to this day, I'm living in Kimberley, British Columbia, up in the Lower Kootenai Mountains. And now my son denies that he saw that. And that's sad because I see it quite clearly in my mind's eye. I can still remember how bright the light was. And I remember my husband was delighted. Like he thought, wow, how come you and not me? You know, it was like a really super special occurrence in my life. And I didn't get into that very much. I just thought, so be it. Life is strange at times, and there are things that happen. And there are people who believe. And then there, since the year 2000, I think more people started to believe that there are ETs and that there's a lot of sightings and everything. And like I say, every time I go anywhere in the outdoors, the great outdoors with the sky, and I mean, here I am up in a mountain, small town, population 7,000, and elevation for 4,000 feet. I've not seen anything strange in the sky here, but I'm just actually one of the most fortunate people on earth to have been able to see what I did, because I do quite well remember it. Like if you could tap into my brain and play it, the movie, recreate what I saw. And I've even made drawings of it. It just reminds, it was exactly like so many other people's drawings. And I mean, the thing was almost transparent. It was so bright and cloudiness around it type of thing. So maybe it just had some kind of, an agenda there, whatever it was doing. And, yeah, I know other people have seen things like that. I do know that for sure. So I'm not alone. And I'm just grateful for this website because now I have my chance to say it. Do this before it's too late. And I know in the future we're going to know a lot more about what has been going on. And we're going to find out about cover-ups. And I believe it's there's a lot more to this than we realize. So I want to thank everyone for listening. And thank you so much. Bye-bye.